As Russian President Vladimir Putin celebrated his 60th birthday Sunday, friends and relatives gathered to publicly remember journalist Anna Politkovskaya amid new questions why those who killed her have not been sentenced. The Committee to Protect Journalists said in a statement it is gravely concerned by what it called the complete absence of justice in her killing, despite government pledges to solve the crime. Only a retired police lieutenant colonel was indicted on charges of complicity in the murder, but Politkovskaya's supporters are angry that authorities made a deal with the suspect to reveal more details behind closed doors. Politkovskaya was shot dead exactly 6 years ago in the lobby of her apartment building in downtown Moscow. As a reporter of the Novaya Gazeta newspaper, she criticized the Kremlin and revealed human rights abuses in Chechnya.
Меня сегодня удручает, что я работаю как похоронная команда.
She said once what upsets her is the fact that her work seems a burial party. She said risk is part of the journalistic profession. The important question is, does anything change because of what we have written or because we have suffered as a result of writing it? Has anything changed for the better in our society? Her supporters keep her memory alive by awarding the so-called Anna Politkovskaya Award to Mary Colvin, the award-winning Sunday Times journalist who was killed in Syria earlier this year. Anna Politkovskaya's sister, Elena Kudimova.
She had the same mission in life, like Anna, to report the horrors of war with accuracy and without prejudice.
The foreign editor of the Sunday Times, Sean Ryan, is pleased with their decision.
It's a tremendous honor for Marie to be mentioned in the same breath as Anna. We did a little bit of work with Anna before she died through our Moscow correspondent, and we were devastated when the news of Anna's murder broke. I think it's a terrible thing for any newspaper to face the death of a journalist, and particularly so if we feel that the journalist has been deliberately targeted for what they were writing.
The US State Department has described Politkovskaya as a champion of human dignity. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.